Next item is Steve Millman, two lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 1.
This is a request to subdivide a 7.07-acre parcel into three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. Lot 1 would contain 16,581 square feet. Lot 2, 19,899 square feet, and the remaining land, 6.24 acres. The owner's proposing to create the easement over an existing driveway. The minimum lot size is 3/4 acre since central sewer is not available. If the commission were favorable towards a request, it should be as a concept only, as variances would be needed from the Board of Adjustment for the minimum lot size. If you did approve it as a concept, it should be stipulated any further subdivision would require an application for a major subdivision. Or you can make it go to a public hearing, but they definitely need variances. And I provided you a sketch drawing of it, so.
How much lot, Shannon, just curiosity, how much lots actually left when they take 25 foot off each side? On lot 1 and 2? That was just a concept, but. I don't remember.
Are they going to get an entrance off Route 1?
Gentlemen, I don't think so.
They're showing a common entrance serving all three of the lots.
Why will we approve lots that small?
Well, this is my point, is what I'm thinking too. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us to approve something that does not conform to our own ordinance and then say, well, now you got to go get a variance. I mean, either it does.
I agree with that. That's just a.
We might improve the percentage of the.
The reason I asked the question was that.
They could deny one.
Go ahead.
We typically don't require setbacks off of an easement because it's an easement on the same piece of property. The setbacks aren't impacted necessarily, but I'm just looking at the size of the parcel. I was curious what they are. And this is only conceptual what we draw for you, just to give you a hint of what it's going to look
like.
Don't
require a setback from an easement?
Now, if you got a piece of land, you create an easement to go through to the piece in the back, then the easement is on the property.
Even if you sell the two lots to somebody else, they still don't have to observe any kind of setback?
Once you go through and you want to build, then there's a setback requirement. But where a lot of times you've approved some that show a house that exists, and you create a lot line, and then there's an easement going through that lot, then it's only a few feet sometimes from where the house is.
Okay.
If it's existing. Otherwise, it need variances from setbacks, typically. I was just curious about the size, because this is just a conceptual sketch.
Okay. Do you have the size, Shane?
100 by 165.
100 by 165, it's only 16,500 square foot.
Yeah, that's less than half an acre.
It's just an open lot, right?
Yeah.
There's not a home on it.
That's
just. I don't see it. Right? Yeah.
What'd you say, the remaining acreage?
No, I was looking at the two lots out front.
Yeah, they're both 100 by 165.
Well, that wouldn't be code anyway.
Uh-uh.
And that's not counting the easement.
Yeah, right, the easement would shrink up even smaller where you build them.
25.
I just don't see how we can.
So you count 2,500 feet off of it?
Part of it?
Yeah.
So they only had 200 foot of frontage. They only have 200 foot frontage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come back to two lots.
Good, Mr. Chairman, concerning Steve Millman, two lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 1, my motion is for denial.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny two lots and 50-foot easement on Route 1 for Steve Millman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.